Some Democrats, as well as some in Governor Brownback's own party, have questioned whether the state should commit an additional $202 million in bonds on top of $145 million already spent in support of a federal lab. Doubters in the legislature worry the state will be on the hook for cost overruns as the project continues. Already since Kansas won the highly coveted Department of Homeland Security lab, its cost has doubled to $1.2 billion. The governor's office says the economic development benefits of the bill justify the expense, and there is language in yesterday's bill that limits the financial liability of Kansas taxpayers. The Senate will vote on whether to give final approval to the bill this morning, and the House will vote on the bonds as part of an omnibus appropriations bill. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.